ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 प्रायर टू एंड वी शुड रीड द समरी ऑफ द चैप्टर द फिलोसॉफी ऑफ सांख्य। इन दिस चैप्टर लॉर्ड कृष्णा गिव्स इंस्ट्रक्शन हाउ द बिविल्डरमेंट ऑफ द माइंड कैन बी डिस्पेल्ड बाय द साइंस ऑफ सांख्य। Herein, the Supreme Lord again imparts to Uddhava instruction about the analysis of material nature. By assimilating this knowledge, the spirit soul can drive away his confusion based on the false dualities. In the beginning of creation, the seer and the seen are one and indistinguishable. This Supreme Absolute Truth, one without second and inaccessible to words and mind, then separates into two, the seer, which means consciousness or personality, and the seen, which means the substance of the nature. The material nature, which comprises of three modes of matter, is agitated by the controlling male factor. The Mahatattva then becomes manifest together with the energies of the consciousness and activity. From these come the principle of false ego and its three aspects of goodness, passion and ignorance. From false ego, in the modes of ignorance, arise 15 subtle forms of sense perception, followed by the 15 physical elements. From the false ego, in the mode of passion, comes 10 senses. And from the false ego, in the mode of goodness, come the mind and the 11 demigods who preside over the senses. By the conglomeration of all of these elements grows and the universal egg, in the midst of which the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the creating Lord of the universe takes up residence in the role of indwelling super soul. From the navel of this ultimate creator comes a lotus upon which the Brahma takes birth. Lord Brahma, invested with the mode of passion, execute austerities by the grace of the Supreme Personality of God. And on the strength of these finances, he is able to create all the planets of universes. The region of the heaven is meant for the demigods, for that inner space for ghostly spirits, and that of the earth for human beings and others. In the region above, this three planetary system are the places of advanced sages, and in the lower world are those of demons, Naga represents so forth. The goals achieved by the activities based on the three modes of material nature are all within the three mortal worlds. The destinations of yoga, yoga's severe austerity and the renounced order of life are the worlds known as Mahar, Janas, Tapas and Satyaloka. The goal of the devotional service to the Supreme Lord, on the other hand, is the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead in his abode Vaikuntha. This universe of material action and reaction is constituted under the control of time and the three modes of material nature. Moreover, whatever exists in this universe is simply the product of the combination of material nature and her Lord. In the same way that creation proceeds gradually from one and supremely subtle to the multitudinous and very gross. The process of annihilation proceeds from the grossest to the subtlest manifestation of the nature, leaving only the eternal spiritual substance. This ultimate soul remains situated within himself, alone and without end. The mind of a person who meditates on these ideas does not become bewildered by material dualities. This science of Sankhya, narrated in alternating sequences of creation and annihilation, serves to cut off the all doubts and bondage. So this was the description of the whole chapter in nutshell, but it does not contradict to similar explanations given by Maitreya Muni to Vidur's question about the whole thing. Neither it is the description even Sukadeva Goswami gives. It does not differ. So the idea is that we are getting from Maitreya Muni, Sukadeva Goswami, and Sukadeva Goswami to reconfirmation of the Lord Himself. He's telling the same process. But everyone is getting into some more and more detail of the cause of, you know, our bewilderment. So, text number one. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Atha te sampravakshyami Sankhyam purva nivinishchitam Yadvigyaya puman sadyah Jahyad vaikalpikam brahmam. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of God had said, Atha, now, te, unto you, sampravakshyami, I shall speak, sankhyanam, the knowledge of the evolution of the elements of creation. Urvaihi, by the previous authorities, vinishchitam, ascertained, yet, which, vigyaya, knowing, puman, a person, sadhya, immediately, jahya, can give up, vaikalpikam, based on false duality, brahmam, the illusion. Translation and purport by the disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna said, now I shall describe to you the science of Sankhya, which has been perfectly established by the ancient authorities. By understanding this science, a person can immediately give up the illusion of material duality. In the previous chapter, the Lord explains that one can give up material duality by controlling the mind and fixing it in Krishna consciousness. This chapter describes the Sankhya system in which the differences between matter and spirit is elaborately explained. By hearing this knowledge, one can easily separate the mind from the material contamination and fix it on the spiritual platform in Krishna consciousness. The Sankhya philosophy system mentioned here is that presented by Lord Kapila in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and not the atheistic Sankhya presented later by materialists and Mayavadis. The material elements which emanate from the potency of the Lord evolve in progressive sequence. One should not foolishly think that such evolution begins from the original material element without the assistance of the Lord. This speculative theory is generated from the false ego of conditioned life and constitute gross ignorance acceptable to the personality of Godhead and his followers. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagrana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam సాద్వైతం సాధూతం పరిజన సైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాంతాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత వస్తుతే తప్పు కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి శ్రీ హరి ప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధరాత్రివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ అథ తే సంప్రవక్ష్యామి సాంఖ్యం పూర్వైర్వినిశ్చితం యద్ విజ్ఞాయ పుమాన్ సద్య జహ్యాద వైకల్పికం భ్రమం. వైకల్పికం భ్రమం మీన్స్ ది ఇల్యూజన్ డిరైవ్డ్ బై ద ప్రెజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్. దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ ఆల్టర్నేటివ్స్. వైకల్ప మీన్స్ ఆల్టర్నేటివ్, బట్ దిస్ ఆల్టర్నేటివ్ nullify each other. Somebody approaches through an easy ride, somebody wants a rough ride, because he thinks this is my alternative. So in this way, uncontrolled mind or the false conception puts one into choosing of alternatives, and alternatives are causing conflicts, so person gets confused. Brahma means illusion. Smriti bhramshad buddhinasho, bhramsha brahma, brahma virtually is the final product that kills the intelligence. Buddhi nashat pranashyati. If the discriminating intelligence fails, then person gets into the repetition of material cycle of birth and death. So Krishna Bhagavan is trying to make Uddhava understand on the basis of analyzing or looking into deeply the formation of elemental creation in the beginning, from subtle to the gross, and also from gross to subtle. From subtle to gross is called the process of creation, and that is sustained for some time, it is called maintenance, and again when the element loses its grossness and enters into subtleness is called annihilation. So this is Sankhya, and it is mentioned here because Srila Prabhupada emphasizes there are two Kapilas. Kapila guna sankhyata. Guna sankhyata means all the manifestations are the interactions of the three modes of material nature along with the glance of Mahavishnu as a catalyst. Mahavishnu's presence, his cognizance, his consciousness, the supreme consciousness is involved to transform the modes of material nature into varieties of situations. So every variety becomes an alternative. It manifests as an alternative. In this way, Prabhupada sometimes calculates it. Three modes, if they mix with each other, so you can make 9 combinations. But again, 9 combinations again start mixing with each other. The multiple of 9 into 9 is equal to 81. So in this way, 8.4 million species of life or varieties of alternatives for life of Brahman is going to be created. Every life will be Brahman. Those who are favoring Krishna in the higher categories of creation, that is, Brahma is using, that is, demigods, demons and humans. They are in the number 9th and 10th creations, as we saw. So, there the intelligence have the opportunity to develop. Otherwise, the intelligence quotient is lesser and lesser and lesser to look into the reality of oneself. Right? So the idea is that the material elemental combinations are very important. We read the further descriptions are highly technical, but at the same time this formation, just like says, from the mode of goodness the mind is created. Mind has a base of mode of goodness, but somehow or other what a heavy influence of the ego over the mind. Even though he looks for some good things for him, but he ends up making wrong choices that entangles him. So, senses are made with a combination of mode of passion. Only in mode of passion, inquisitiveness can be cultivated. But if this mode of passion is controlled by superseding mode of goodness, then a person becomes very sober. If ignorance is overpowering the mode of passion, then disastrous result will be. So in Kali Yuga, overpowering mode is ignorance. So even though there is passion, it is going to yield very miserable results, entanglements and so on. So one has to study analytically how the elements are created by the interactions of the three modes with the aid of catalytic glance of Lord Mahavishnu. Here it will be also mentioned that the demigods will be also becoming one of the manifestation to control over different functions of different senses, sense organs. So, how demigods are also supposed to be taking place? That is also very well explained by Vidur, by Maitri Muni to Vidur in the third canto. That sense is even are present in the universal form of the Lord called Virata Rupa. It is said there that when Brahma was thus contemplating how to make varieties of these combined elements that there are formed. The Lord gives the impetus, and as if he is showing his Virata Rupa, Brahma saw the manifestation of the different parts of the body of Virata Rupa from the combination of these gross modes. All the elemental aspect has been already produced, you know, just like the, it's described 15, how many times are there? Lord Brahma invested the mode of passion and executed austerity by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And on the strength of these finances, he is able to create all the planets and universes. The material nature, which comprises of three modes of nature, is agitated by the controlling male factor. Who is the controlling male factor? It's Mahavishnu. That's why he is called Purushavatara. So the Mahatattva then becomes, it means in the beginning it was Pradhan Prakriti. All the ingredients are there, but the elements were not manifested. But to produce the element, the three modes of material natures are required. So by the glance of Mahavishnu, in the primordial aspect of Pradhan Prakriti, the glance activated the interaction and three modes of material nature were first produced. Then three modes of material nature are interacting with each other with the aid of this Purusha, means one who desires to make the varieties, to variegatedness. Variety is the mother of enjoyment for variegatedness. So the Pradhan Prakriti becomes Mahatattva. From Mahatattva, together manifesting with the energies of consciousness and activity, then it, from these come the principles of false ego and the three aspects of goodness, passion and ignorance. And from the false ego, the mode of ignorance arise, 15 subtle form of sense perception. Followed by 15 physical elements. These are a little different from the scientific elemental knowledge, right? But nonetheless, it is the analysis. So, from false ego in the mode of passion comes 10 senses, and from false ego in the mode of goodness comes the mind and the 11 demigods who preside over the senses. But demigods are jiva-tattvas. So when Virat form, Brahma saw, was being manifested, there it is said, when the different organs are going to be manifested by the conglomeration of the energy, Brahma saw that when the nostrils were formed, the Ashwini Kumaras took charge. They didn't have that gross body yet. But because the jiva surrounded by the subtle body, because Virata Rupa is a subtle form. Virata Rupa is a subtle form. So Brahma saw that when the nostrils of Virata Rupa was being formed, Two Ashwini Kumars immediately took the charge of functionality of the nose. Similarly, when the mouth of Virata Rupa was formed, Agni Dev took charge of that functionality in it. So, the manifestation of demigods in it, their subtlety, in their subtleness, is present in each and every body, which is representing a cosmic, a microcosm of the Virata Rupa. Otherwise, why macrocosm of the sum total of the manifestation in Hiranyagarbha level, this Garbhadakshai level, this description is described when Brahma was the seer and the object was the Virata Rupa. Brahma did not have access to Garbhadakshai Vishnu directly. But after getting, some favor, how did the favor came? Brahma is supposed to perform all the activities in service of the Lord. That's why he borrowed the energy, begs the energy, and he is able to visualize all this description of the formation of the Virata Rupa. When Brahma had to do the yajna, means the activity in service of the form, he didn't have any ingredients. So what should I do? Brahma realizes that I have nothing but the Virat form itself, the limbs of Virat form itself. So, because it's a subtle form, Brahma also started performing sacrifices in subtle way, offering the parts of the limbs of the body within the sacrifice. So, Brahmarpanam havi brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmevatena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. Everything is Brahman. Sarvamidam khalvam brahma means everything is Brahman. This Brahman is manifesting his material energy, material creation, in order to satisfy the false desire, the wrong desire of the living entities. That's why this material world is created. But if one has to become liberated from it, he has to understand the process. It's a very technically and gradual, step-by-step process. So one should rather meditate on this technicality in order to get liberated, to control the mind and become the master himself over his own body and mind. So this is Sankhya Yoga. Elemental analysis and configuration of the manifestation of the body. How it is. That's why Bhagavatam describes even so much of even gynecology aspect of formation of the jiva and its body. Everything is covered by the false ego. There are beautiful descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam, because that is a factual observational truth. It is not only simply the language or literature of ununderstandable, mythology. There is no mythology in science. This is the science. It's not science of belief. Belief doesn't have a science. But they do believe themselves too, because the repeated experience make them believe. Repeated experience of ignorance called Brahma. And this Brahma has to be dispelled. Brahma makes us Brahma. See, all these words are very resounding, almost the same. Brahma and Brahma. Brahma, 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 everything is becoming then into gross bewilderment. So, Brahma is one of the four defects in living entities. So, in this verse, Lord Shri Krishna is telling that this Sankhya Yogam was Purvanishchitam, Purve Vinishchitam, means it was previously spoken by the authorities. Right? This conversation with Uddhava is happening 5,000 years back, but Sankhya Yoga has been coming down since Satya Yoga. And Satya Yoga, Devahuti Putra Kapil appeared and he propounded the Sankhya system. So, Srila Prabhupada also wants of atheistic Kapila, who later propounded so-called Sankhya, but it is devoid of God consciousness. There is no provision in atheistic Sankhya Yoga to dispel the Brahma. There is no indication there. Why Brahma has to dispel and the factual reality has to be realized is that Vigyaya means it requires that whatever the material existence is, it's due to the false ego's perception, and to smash that out, this process is absolutely effectual. It's working. So Krishna says that if you cannot control the mind, then you will not be able to smash your false ego. By understanding introspectively the intricacies of the process of creation, sustenance and dissolution, the soul will be seen that it has nothing to do. Soul doesn't remain the doer at all. If you understand it's only formation of the body and the soul has nothing to do, soul has just come as a visitor in the body and experiencing, you know, Brahma. Those who are in Brahma, illusion, then whatever they say will be simply useless. But the false ego will dictate it. So all the four defects, you know, first one is imperfect senses. We can see how the imperfection in the senses will be generated. The senses are the interactions of the mode of ignorance. Then So imperfection is found. But due to the imperfect senses, whatever our estimation is also imperfect. What are the four Sanskrit words for four defects? Vipralipsa means cheating. Brahma, Pramad is there. Generally, Pramad is said to be indolence, but Mad and Pramad. Mad means ahankar, false ego. So Pramad, one who is simply living on the false conception, where the false ego is the most prominent of them. Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa, or? Karanapata. What is the translation? Imperfect senses? Anybody knows? Karana Pata. So, Brahma is the final product of the material life. Here it is said the material elements which emanate from the potency of the Lord evolve in a progressive sequence. Nothing is haphazard. In the creation, nothing is coming by accident. It is happening in a very sequential aspect. So, sequences are not like analogy or description of this, but they are factual reaction that ensue like a chain reaction in an atom bomb, how it is transformed. So, the cloud of Brahma will be hovering over the consciousness. It's like a chain reaction. Brahma is Brahmande Brahmite Hoya. Brahmite means wandering, but when the mind is wandering, why the mind is wandering? Because he lost his central point of residence or concentration. So therefore it is called Brahmane Brahmitehoi. In this material world, in the whole material universe, we stay in Brahma. That is also called Brahmite. The jiva, when it loses its stability, he develops the aspect of going here and there. So, we have to stabilize, situate somewhere. Brahmite, we should not keep on Brahmite. The mind has a tendency to wander off. That is Brahma. If the mind is bewildered, he will be wavery, but it takes off somewhere, and unknown places even. So those whose minds are completely agitated, they see varieties of dreams, wonders of. But when we try to concentrate the mind on, say, Guru and Krishna, we start getting dreams of them. So that is a better situation. But such wandering business is given to the soul. In the night, the body is still there, but the soul is wandering off by the agency of mind, because mind is in Brahmana. It's an illusion, means it is not stable, it is highly mobile. The speed of the mind, they say, is enormous. So, the mind originally has to rest on the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, his rotating in the cycle will be continuous. His wandering off while he is in a physical existence, it will go off. Prabhupada would give the example: a dog runs on 4 feet, and a man goes on 4 wheels without any destination. A vehicle has a purpose. A vehicle has a purpose to take us to the destination where we are going to rest. That's called career. The students here come to make their career in Melbourne. But this career only reaches up to the stomach and nowhere else. And the stomach is upside down. So, because this so-called career has been produced out of ignorance and false ego, therefore it is not satisfying. This career does not make the stop to the wandering opposition of Brahmana. When a person settles in his natural constitutional position, then he is said to be liberated. When one is situated in its natural constitutional position, then all his Brahma is dispelled. It is also called, there are 3 things happen in Bhagavad Vidhi. Vidyate Radaya Granthi, Chidyanti Sarva Samshaya, and Kshiyante Chasya Karmani. These 3 things must happen in process of devotion, service, simply by hearing and chanting, when one is naturally progresses towards understanding of his Swarupa, stability and constitutional position as a servant of Lord Krishna, then Vidyate Hridaya Granthi, whatever misconceptions are there, they slashes into pieces. Chindyanti Sarva Samshaya, all the doubts. Samsaya is also Brahma. Brahma develops into doubts. But this clears up the doubt. So this Sankhya Yoga by Devahuti Kapil is devotional Sankhya Yoga. Therefore Prabhupada puts up a comment and makes us aware that what is the distinction between atheistic Kapila's Sankhya? It is devoid of devotional result. Well, Kapil Dev is teaching devotional service and then explaining. First devotional service and then the analytical aspect. So Brahma Chidyanti Sarvasamsha. And the wandering activities, kshiyante chasya karmani, the karma which are also the product of rajoguna, and the resultant reactions are also mixed. So generally, rajogun resultant reactions are in tamogun. Right? Resultant reactions are in tamogun. So, all that Krishna says that whatever a person in Brahma means illusion, he is thinking that it's a subject matter of happiness. Virtually it is the breeding ground for the miseries. Krishna says, yehi sansparsha ja bhoga dukkhayoraya evate. So adyantamanta kaunte nateramateshu buddha. The sansparsha ja bhoga means the objects of sense gratification born out of contact of the senses. They are themselves are the breeding ground for the miseries. So those who are sober, stable, free of doubt, free of Brahma, they are called dhira. Dhira satra na muhyati. Nateramateshu buddha. Those who are intelligent people, intelligence is only geared to the stability and constitutional position of Atma. So the Jivira Swarupa Hoir Krishna Nitya Das is proven that without understanding this constitutional position of the Jiva through the Sankhya system, there is no way that he will be able to become free, liberated. There is no way. So everything that Krishna tells has all this proofs. And they are so interrelated. But the living entity has to give up the false duality that is creating his illusion. So in this way we can understand that we have to give up all our speculations that comes from the false ego of conditioned life, and it constitutes gross ignorance, unacceptable to the personality of Godhead and his followers. But devotional process is so perfect that it it is verifiable by this kind of analytical explanations of Sankhya Yoga. So this is scientific. This is scientific. We get the observational truth both by intellectual perception and involving all other faculties, including mind, you know, but free of Brahma. Otherwise, on our own, our four defects are never to be described. There is no other means. So therefore, Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. The devotees are also supposed to be perfect and complete. We do not support speculative theories. Krishna says in Sarva Dharmana Parityajya, give up all speculative theories. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. That is the reason. Give up all the mental speculations. And you can imagine mental speculations are of variegatedness because of different combinations of the elemental aspects generated by ignorance. So Krishna is saying that I will speak to you this knowledge of evolution of elements of creation. This was authorized by previous acharyas, and as they have declared such, that by knowing which you will become immediately free from illusion which has been created by false duality. So anybody has any question? This whole chapter is going to be very technical. Don't lose the grip of the steps. You'll master this.
Vishnu Tattva, Jeev Tattva, and Shiv Tattva. So where is the position of demigods?
Jeeva Tattva.
Yeah,
of course. Except Lord Shiva, everybody is a Jeeva. Therefore nobody can become Shiva. Any question?
Yeah. You just spoke about the dream state where the mind's body is it like a soul? What is the role of the soul and the mind?
Soul is taken away on a ride on the wings of the mind. That's Brahmana. Why it is Brahmana? Because it is born of ignorance. But if you have dream about Lord Krishna for what you have heard, or dream about Srila Prabhupada and his divine character, and suppose Prabhupada appears through your mind, and you want to develop devotional attitude through the medium of dream, it's a good impetus. But when you see in conscious state, it is simply not existing. But nonetheless, your soul is happy, not confused. You know, he knows what to do. But when the mind with more of passion and ignorance rather than more of goodness is involved to interact sentimentally with the dream of Srila Prabhupada or Krishna, do you think they will be successful in following the stage-wise development of devotional service, or they will become sahajiya? If the mind is not controlled, if a person is not in its constitutional position, it's very easy to become a sahajiya. And he thinks, oh, Prabhupada is talking to me. I must be. But he fails to exhibit the discipline that is required. Neither he is a raganuga bhakta. He is rather in limbo somewhere, you know. But people are so much enlivened to exchange the story of their dreams. Some book was also getting written. You know, sir?
I heard a book.
But it didn't come out yet. Yeah. It's a subconscious thing, but whether the mind is tainted with three modes of material nature or not, who will be checking? Because it has a business to take the soul in a journey, probably he never but if he has heard, read a biography, you know. If such dreams inspire us to perform devotional service in a very faithful way, then, after all, it was a dream, but then it gives us inspiration or enthusiasm to execute devotional service. Otherwise, if it says, oh, I'm so lucky, I have to store and preserve, treasure this dream, one wants to live on the dream rather than on the, experimental truth. A dream remains dream, unmanifested. And simply becoming hallucination. So, Brahmana is the product of our celebrated ignorance, a false ego, you know. Actually, that was also the final smashing thing that Krishna could not tolerate about the gopis. They wanted to limit Krishna in the rasa dance. Oh, I am so lucky that Krishna is dancing with me alone. But after all, it is not that kind of brahmana. This is some spiritual hallucination was there. But yet Krishna disappeared. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let me smash your brahmana first. So therefore, they understood. Must have offended Krishna by misunderstanding his potency. Like that.
Mind is created by more of goodness.
Mind is?
Mind
is essential.
And intelligence, compassion. So why we say intelligence is supposed to control mind?
Because intelligence has only one function: to guide the mind in the reality. Intelligence is a realizing aspect. If without intelligence, it's too difficult to realize. Mind has to make realize by the guidance of intelligence. Otherwise, mind is like a monkey. If somebody doesn't use his discriminating agency, you don't get cure or result. How come parents who know that the medicine works whether the mind of my child likes it or not, they force the child to administer the medicine? Children's mind think, oh, this is bitter, I don't mean. But every mother knows, okay, you wait. So uses her strength, let him cry, but it's good for him. Right? So that is intelligence. Even though, I mean, it's a comparative thing, but in essence, the intelligence has the function to put us into the reality aspect, because it knows what is sat and what is asat. Mind doesn't know. Mind doesn't care even. Mind has a function. I like this, I don't like this. So when it is superseding the intelligence, what is going to increase your illusion? Right? The effect of TV on children, you name it. Everything is simply capturing the uncontrollable mind, and it becomes a huge enterprise. The advertisers know that without enticing, bewildering mind more, you cannot sell. You know, if I make a list, you know, so many people suggested me so many medicines, both in Ayurvedic and other, for diabetes. Please try this, please try that, please try that. And I said, no. I've gone through. I spent 25 years already in trying and trying. This is it, last resort. You know. That is the way to manage. Somebody say, drink Kerala juice. Others say, no, this powder which is bitter, that is more important. So many things, you better believe. So many diseases are there, so many vaikalpa. This is exactly alternating. You know, vaikalpa are there. And nothing works. Jahyad vaikalpam brahmam. This is the order. We should give up the illusion which has created by so many alternatives. For soul there is one alternative, no other alternatives. That it has to come to its constitutional position and that's it. The rest is created by this mind. How would you control it? You have to analyze how this has all happened. Now you have time to think. So think and meditate. That's what Krishna says. He's teaching everything to the Any other question? This chapter will be technical. So be aware. Be aware, okay? But don't disappear. You are brave heroes. Attend daily and you will be benefited. Sometimes technical aspects is very boring, eh? It doesn't have glamour. But what can you do? Illusion is not glamorous. Illusion is never glamorous. Yes. We have to apply everything, vaikalpa, whichever works, get it. If you are introspective attitude, because everybody has to look within one's own self, and this kind of Sankhya analysis, analytical way, is also a type of meditation. Because you will see it is all linked up. It is not a haphazard creation. It's all linked up. So if you have that inclination, use this method. Otherwise, Krishna has also told how to control the mind in the previous chapter. The aim is the same. But if you employ everything, you will have all the alternatives. It's just just like we are told, even hearing alone, chanting alone, remembering alone, or worshipping alone, then serving alone, friendship alone, other rasas or the madhurya, or what we call the atmanivedana, also means full surrender. Alone they can take us, go back. They are so potential. But you do not know whichever works, so employ all. Aren't we doing Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam? Our concentration on Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam is less, but the other is more. But we are advised to perform simultaneously. Just like we are becoming a general doctor, but then we can become a specialized doctor later on. One cannot become a specialized doctor right away and then take up the general practice later on. No. You know, we should know everything. And then whatever our swarupa that is fitting, it will be revealed. And then you take up one particular process for all, you will reach to perfection. Know everything and you will have your mind which is geared on at least one, and take up, meditate on that aspect. Mind needs meditation. Intelligence doesn't need meditation. It's a guiding light. Mind is in Brahmana. But if Krishna gives this intelligence and you are confirmed, then you easily control the mind. That's right. Anything else?